Sairamdi listeners, till now you have heard the afternoon satsang by brothers Prem and Sai Prakash. It's now time for us to go to the next segment of this Thursday Live, and that is the Veda Jignasa program. And this is Ganesh inviting you all to yet another episode of the Veda Jignasa right from the Sri Satya Sai Media Center, Prashanthi Nilayam. At the outset, we shall all collectively offer our prayerful and humble salutations at Bhagwan's lotus feet, and with a prayer that every thought, every word, and every deed is His inspiration, we shall begin today's Veda Jignasa program with the Ganapati Prarthana Mantram. Om Gananantva Ganapati Gum Havamahe Kavin Kavinamupamashravastamam Jeshtharajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrunvannotibhissidasadhanam Prano Devi Saraswati Vajebhir Vajinivati Dhinama Vitriyavatu Ganeshaya Namaha Sarasvatyai Namaha Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. Dear listeners, today in the Veda Jignasa program, we are taking a slight digression from the explanation of what exactly is the true wealth, the quest for true wealth in one's life. The explanation of the Sri Suktam and the inner significance of its Vedic mantras and its implication in our day-to-day lives. Today, we have something special for you. During one of the birthday celebrations of Bhagwan, a conference on the Vedas was conducted, a workshop wherein scholars from across the globe had attended and presented their wonderful talks on the significance, relevance, and the utility of Vedas in our day-to-day lives, and how worldly life, spiritual life also can be touched upon by chanting the Vedas. The standard of living, the way of life, how it is affected by chanting the Vedas on a regular basis. How effective is the Vedas in each and every person's life, and not only to our lives but to the entire nature around us. How does it affect us? On various aspects, there were a number of scholarly talks. Today, we bring to you one such talk by Shri Sannidhanam Sudarshana Sharma Garu. So, without any further delay, we shall go to the talk. And after this, you will be listening to the Shri Satya Sai Divya Sandesha Jari Telugu live segment. Stay tuned to Asia Stream. Please listen to this wonderful talk of Shri Sannidhanam Sudarshana Sharma Garu.
We have Professor Sannidhanam Sudarshana Sharma. Professor Sannidhanam Sudarshana Sharma is a former Vice Chancellor, Shri Venkateshwara Vedic University, Tirupati. Professor Sharma got a gold medal in MA Sanskrit from Osmania University, Hyderabad, and Acharya MA in Yajurveda from Rashtriya Sanskrit Sansthan, New Delhi. He also received a doctorate in Veda from Andhra University. He will be speaking on Vedic science on agriculture and environment, a remedy to overcome food shortage. Over to Professor Sannidhanam Sudarshana Sharma.
Sabhayai Sadhyakshayai, I offer my humble pranams to the divine feet of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Learned scholars, ladies and gentlemen, now I am going to present some of the points related to Vedic agriculture and environmental science. Basically, Veda divides the agriculture into two categories. There is a mantra, Krishna Pachyanchame, Krishna Pachyanchame. Krishna Pachya, Akrishna Pachya, Gramyaschame, Pashava Aranyascha, Yajnena Kalpantam. This mantra goes like this. Krishna Pachya means the agriculture with cultivation. Akrishna Pachya means the agriculture which doesn't need any effort, human effort, any irrigation or plowing or any such thing. So the former one is called village agriculture, and the latter one is called, the second one is called Aranya or the wild agriculture. There is a yaga which is called Vajapeya. Vaja means the food. The food is offered to various deities. Veda gives us 14 kinds of foods. We only know the staple foods like rice and wheat. But Veda knows about 14 kinds of paddies and foods. Saptannaho manjuhoti saptava annani yavanchevannani saptagramya oshadhayaha saptaranyaha ubhayishamavarudhyai. The 14 kinds of foods are divided into two, Gramya and Aranya, which means the food of the cultivated paddy and uncultivated paddy. The first variety of paddy are Tila, Mashra, Vrihi, Yava, Priyangu, Anu, Godhuma, and the second variety consists of Venu, Shyamaka, Nivara, Jartila, Gavidhuka, Markataka, Garmuta, or Kulatha. The botanical names are given there. They are subject to correction, if any. Friends, the Veda also gives some advices with regard to the successful agriculture. The foremost advice is to follow the dictum or the direction of the seasons. Every paddy has got its own season. It ripens or the crop can be cut in a particular season. Why it is so? Why not in some other time? There is a reason behind this, and it is given by Veda. If you follow this, the yield will be more. The yield will be more healthier. More healthy. There is an episode in the Veda in the context of Devasuvam Havimshi. It is called a ritual, Devasuvam Havimshi. In this, the deity Prajapati has engaged this presiding deities of all the six rutus. They were engaged in the performance of a ritual. And at the end of the ritual, some dakshina or some remuneration is given to them. So, while giving the dakshina, Prajapati has given the patent of certain paddies, certain crops to certain seasons, certain seasons. Sarasamahavasantaya prayachatu yavangrishmayaushadhir varshabhyo vrihin sharade mashatilau hemantasishirabhyam. In the distribution, the juicy items, fruits like mangoes, watermelon, and such other things. They were given to the presiding deity of Vasanta. Then, Yavam Grishmaya, the Ritu Varsha, Grishma god, Yava, Oshadhir Varshabhyaha, all the herbs that are used for medicinal purposes were given to the Ritu of Varsha, the rainy season. Yavam Grishmaya Oshadhir Varshabhyaha, Vrihin Sharade. The rice went to the share of Sharad Ritu. It ripens in Sharad Ritu. Vrihin Sharade Mashatilauhe Mantashishirabhya. The paddy of Masha or Moongdal, it was given to Hemanta, and the Tila, Sisem, was given to Shishira. So like this, the seasons are fixed by Prajapati. He is the creator. He is the runner of the world. He conducts the entire proceedings of the universe. So if we follow his direction, it will be more useful for us and more beneficial for us. Friends, in this context, I want to give you a small example how the Veda minutely looked into the science of agriculture. We know the rice has several species. Veda also knows this. In fact, since Veda has told us, we happen to know it. In another ritual, etavanto vai devanagum savaha, there is a mantra. There are different deities, and different deities are given different types of rices. The cooked food is offered, anna, or the cooked food is offered to different deities. And they are agnaye grahapataye purodasa mashta kapala nirvapati krishnanam vrihinagum soma yavanaspataye shyamakam charugum savitre satyaprasavaya purodasam dvadasa kapala mashunam vrihinam rudraya pashupataye gavi dhukam charum brihaspataye vachaspataye naivaram charum indraya jyeshthaya purodasam ekadasa kapalam mahavrihinam. The explanation is very lengthy. I will give only the summary of it. Veda mentions about black rice, Krishna Vrihi, black rice. We have seen the white rice. I have seen the reddish grains of rice. Veda says also there is a black rice which improves your sustenance, your tolerance. On consuming the black rice, the stamina, endurance, capacity grows up. Krishna Vrihi, and then Mahavrihi. Mahavrihi is a bigger one. A bigger rice, Mahavrihi. And then Anu is a Sukshma Vrihi, the minutest, like the mustard seed, very, very light one, very small one. And quite interestingly, Veda says that there is another variety of rice which is called Ashu Vrihi. Ashu means fast. Ashu Vrihi, the fast rice. Commenting upon this mantra, sage Vijjaranya says, Shashtibhir divasaihi pachyamanaha ashuvrihayaha. The crop which ripens, which comes for cutting, only in 60 days. Only in 60 days the crop is ready. That is called ashuvrihi, which means we can have 6 crops a year. Anavaha sukshma vrihayaha. So, like this, there are so many things. In the agriculture, protection of the seed is very important. How to protect the seed? without seed, the agriculture cannot be carried out, cannot be taken forward. Deva imam madhuna kinasham. Veda also knows about the manures and fertilizers and the pesticides. Madhu, the honey, the water mixed with honey is a very big, very prominent manure that is given to the agriculture. And then the panchamrita, the water mixed with panchamrita, if sprinkled, then it strengthens the crop. Then the pesticides are kinashaha, kinasha, kutsitam upamshu ghatin nashayati iti kinashaha. The worms, the germs, and other such things which are harmful to the crop, they are called kinasha. How they are killed? They can be killed by spreading the bhasma, yajna bhasma on it. Or the urine of a cow. The urine of the cow is used as a pesticide. Friends, Veda says, it is a ritual. Agriculture is actually a ritual. To begin with this yajna of agriculture, first you will be plowing. For that purpose, you have to beg for the pardon of the Mother Earth. Yatte bhume vikhanami kshipram tadapirohatu mate garbhavi murgvari mate hridayamarpiram. Oh Mother Earth, please excuse me for plowing. It is not my intention to hurt you. Please see that vegetation covers the place where I used the plow. The presiding deity of the agricultural land is also should be invoked before the farmer starts the activity of plowing. He is called Kshetrapati. Kshetra means the agricultural land. Without his grace, it is difficult to have proper yield. Kshetrasya patina vayagam hitene vajayamasi gamashvam poshayitma sano murdati drise kshetrasya pate madhumanta murmim dhenuri vapayo asmasu dukshva madhushchutam ghratamai vaputuputa mrtasya napadayo mrtayantu. Hey Kshetrapati, the presiding deity of the agricultural land, I pray you to give us food. The food is not just for my sake. It is for the other beings like quadrupeds, the four-legged animals, the two-legged animals. The two-legged animals as well as the four-legged animals. For all of us, we need food. Please give us. So, agriculture is a yajna. It is a pious yajna. Naturally, the yajna is performed by a sacrificer. A farmer is a sacrificer. He sacrifices. Prithivi cha me yajnena kalpatam, marutas cha me yajnena kalpatam, vrushtis cha me yajnena kalpatam. All these the components of yajna of agriculture. The earth, the prithivi, marutaha, the winds that blow and bring in the clouds, and then vrishtishchame, the rain. These are the main components of the yajna of agriculture. So Veda considers agriculture as yajna. So friends, when there is excessive agriculture, people say that it is harmful to the environment. Ecological imbalances will occur. It is true. But if we follow the Vedic dictum, Vedic path, agriculture is not going to harm the environment. The details are given in my paper. I am only presenting the substance of it. We know that environmental balance is very much necessary. Pollution is pollution has become a very big problem. Pollution of earth, pollution of wind, pollution of water, everywhere there is pollution. Upasthate anamiva ayakshma asmabhyamsantu prithivi prasuta deerghan ayuh pratibudhyana vayantu bhyambalihratasyama. This is a verse from Atharva Veda. Here the mother earth is prayed. Upasthate, O mother, we are safely in your lap. We are there safely in your lap. Please see that we do not we are not disturbed by amiva ayakshma. These two are very important words. Amiva means a bacteria which is produced internally within our body. Perhaps this is amoeba of modern English. Anamiva. Veda says amiva. Vaba. These two are, in sound they do not have much difference. The Vedic amiva has become the modern amoeba, perhaps. Anamiva. The diseases are caused only by two reasons. One is the internal bacteria. And yakshma means the external virus. These two are the reasons. Anamiva. We should not have amiva, and we should not have yakshma. Please save us. When earth is polluted, these things do happen. Bacteria will be rampant, diseases will be rampant. So mother is paid like that. Then deforestation is another important reason for ecological imbalance. It is quite interesting that Veda says, do not cut any tree. If you have to cut, then ananga sangam vrischet, a few inches above the earth level you cut it. See, if we cut our nails, we do not feel the pain. But if we cut the finger, then we will feel the pain. So, few inches, 4 to 5 inches above the earth level, the area, the trunk of the tree is numb. It is not so sensitive. So, you cut there. After cutting, the trunk remains in the earth. You anoint it with honey and ghee. And you put a piece of gold on it and pray. Please grow again. That is the method given by the Veda for cutting a tree. Shrirvai vrikshasyagram. Friends, it is quite interesting. We all believe that Mahalakshmi, the presiding deity of the wealth, money, she lives in the lotus, in the flower of lotus. But Veda says, she lives on the top of the tree. This is the Jaiminiya Brahmana mantra from Samaveda. Shrirvai vrikshasyagram. Vrikshasya agram. The top of the tree is the seat of Mahalakshmi. If you fell down the tree, wealth is gone. Economy is gone. Ecology is gone. So, Shrirvai vrikshasyagram. Mahalakshmi lives on the top of the trees. So you take care of deforestation. That's fair. Not only big trees, sir. If you want to cut a small reed of grass, like darbha, the Veda says that you have to take certain precautions. You take the knife with which you are going to cut it, put it in darbhas, sprinkle it with water, and put some darbha reeds on it. Sterilize it, and then cut the darbha reed. A small reed of grass. Even for that side. Achetta o marisham jivama sharadasyatam. O reed, I am taking away your life. But don't cut off my life. And don't cut off my progeny. Achetta, I am harming you. I beg your pardon. please don't harm me. Achetavo. This is in front of a small grass. So, friends, with regard to the sound pollution, with regard to the water pollution, apsuva sarvas jagatah pratishtha, we just heard a very interesting lecture on this one, on the water. Apsuva, apsuva etas jagatah pratishtha. Water is the main source of life. Manusmriti says, apa eva sasarjadau tasu viryam avasrajatu tadandam abhavaddhaimam koti surya samaprabham. Brahma, the creator, wanted to create the universe. You know, first, what is the thing he has created? He has created water. And he has sowed a seed there. Brahma has sowed a seed there. Tadandam abhavaddham. That has grown into an egg. That's why we call it Brahmanda. Because it was sown by Brahma. That is why it is tadandam abhavaddhaimam koti surya samaprabham. Then it was divided. Upper sphere and lower sphere. So, apayeva sasarjada, what is the base for this universe? Water is the base for the universe. Apova sarvasya jagatah pratishtha. Pratishtha means the base. The base is water. So, if water is polluted, take it for granted, everything is polluted. You need not pollute each and everything differently. Each and everything separately. If you pollute water, everything is polluted. Everything is gone. That's why Veda says, napsu mutra purisham kuryat. Don't urinate in the vicinity of water flows. On the banks of the rivers, on the beaches, don't urinate. Napsu mutra purisham kuryat nanishthivet. Don't spit where there is water. Don't spit in the water. If you want to take a bath in a river or sea, first you clean yourself by performing a bath in your home or other in other place. You become purified yourself and then you enter into the water of river or sea. Before that, you have no right to enter into the flow of water. Napsu mutra purisham kuryat na nishthivet na vivasana snayat. When you take bath, at least there should be some piece of cloth on your body. That is also a precaution given by Veda. Then sound pollution. Sound pollution, we need not tell about the sound pollution. With the advent of the technology, the gadgets like cell phone and other things, at what level the sound pollution has increased? Yeah, I will come. So, what the Veda says is, Bhadram karne bhishrunuyama deva. Let us only, allow us only to listen those which are palatable to our ears. Bhadram karne bhishrunuyama deva. Other things, please avoid them. Ultimately, the Veda says about various pollutions. But even though it is late, I don't want to skip one pollution, the statement of one pollution recorded in the Vedas. That is, above all these kinds of pollution, there is one pollution which is mind pollution. It is the most important one because it is the root cause of all the other ones. What is the reason, sir? Encroachment. Encroachment in the other areas. We go into a forest and destroy the biodiversity there. Is it not encroachment? Encroachment and overtaking. These are the principles of ecological imbalance. Mind pollution. That's why సమానీవ ఆకూతి సమానా హృదయానివ సమానమస్తు ఓ మనః. ప్లీజ్ టేక్ అవే ది పొల్యూషన్ ఫ్రమ్ మై మైండ్. ప్లీజ్ ప్యూరిఫై ఇట్. ఇన్ ది అభిషేక వి కెమ్ అక్రాస్ సర్టన్ మంత్రాస్ దట్ ఆర్ కాల్డ్ శివ సంకల్ప. తన్మే మన శివ సంకల్పమస్తు. మై మైండ్ షుడ్ బి, మై హార్ట్ షుడ్ బి ప్యూరిఫైడ్. సో దెన్ as I was requested by the organizers, I am going to make some certain suggestions. These are also subject to corrections. Adopting methods of agriculture that require less water. There is a paddy which is called kyambu. It is called kyambu. Kiyatapi ambuna phalatiti kyambu. Just a drop of water is enough for this paddy. Let us identify and develop this. Promoting non-staple foods like yava or barley. Encourage non-staple foods. Minimizing the use of modern chemical fertilizers and pesticides and replacing them with the traditional items to avoid pollutions. Increasing the irrigation of seasonal fruits that needs less water and promotes the health of the consumers. And so on. The last one I will try to explain. Advising people to avoid overeating and overdrinking and wasting of food. This is a Vedic ordinance. This is an ordinance given by the Veda. Anatyashanat atipanat. If you eat more than what you require, or if you drink more than what you require, you are liable for punishment. Atyashanat atipanat. These occur in the Ekagnikanda mantras of Krishna Yajurveda. I brought it from there. And then annam mrutyum tamu jivatu mahu. You know what is the concept of food? Food, we think that it gives us life. But the Vedic concept is food is your death. Annam mrutyum tamu jivatu mahu. We all know, we need not explain how the life is sustained by food. That need not be next. The other thing has to be explained. Veda explains like this. Adyate ticha bhutani tasmad annam taduchyata iti. We call it anna. Why? Why it is called anna? Adyate, it is eaten by you, and later on it will eat you in the form of diseases. Adyate, that substance which you think that you are eating, but actually you are eaten by it. Such thing is called anna. Adyate atticha bhutani. First you eat it. At the end of your youth, when you enter into the old age, it will eat you. After all, this body is the transformation of anna. The blood and flesh is the transformation of anna. It has to decay one day or other. The food has to decay. That is roga or disease. So anna is nothing but you think you are eating it, but actually it is eating you. So, friends, as I already told you, it is a yajna. Without yajna, there is nothing. Agnau prastahuti samyag aditya mupatishthate adityat jayate vrishtihi vrishte rannan tatah prajah. If you perform yajna, the clouds will shower, the food is produced, and the people will enjoy. If there is no yajna, the consequential things are just gone away. And the great grandfather of Rama, who is King Dilipa, in Raghuvamsha Kavya says, Haviravarjitam ho tastvaya vidhivadagnishu vrishtit bhavati sasyanam avagraha vishoshinam. If there is a drought for the yajna, there will be a drought in the country. So you please take care of the yajna. So ultimately, I conclude with an invocation to the Almighty. Nikame nikam. It is said like this: O God, give us timely rain. Increase the food. Give us happiness along with longevity. Nikame nikame na parjanyo varshatu phalinyo na oshadhaya pachyantam yoga kshemo na kalpatam. I offer myself to you. You please take care of me. You yoga kshemam vahamyaham yoga kshemo na kalpatam. Respected scholars, if there is anything interesting in this presentation, that is only because of the grace of Baba Garu. If there is anything boring to you, that is my own contribution. Thank you, one and all.
జీవనాధారము వేదవాణి సకల జనులకు దారి చూపే దీపము వేదసారమే విశ్వమంతటికి జీవనాధారము వేదవాణి సకల జనులకు దారి చూపే దీపము సృష్టికి మూలము జనవాహినికిది తెలుపగా ప్రణవము వేదము సృష్టికి మూలము జనవాహినికిది తెలుపగా సోమకాసురుని సంహరించి ఇల వేద రాసి దరి చేర్చగా సంహరించి ఇల వేద రాసి దరి చేర్చగా
అవతరించినావు స్వామి అవతరించినావు అవతరించినావు స్వామి అవతరించినావు
వేద శాఖలే తో బుట్టు రామునిగా ప్రభవించినావు
వేద శాఖలే తో బుట్టువులుగా రామునిగా ప్రభవించినావు
యాగముగాచి ఋషులను బ్రోచి దానవులను పరిమార్చినావు యాగముగాచి ఋషులను బ్రోచి దానవులను పరిమార్చినావు
గోపబాలునిగా అసురులే దృంచి నీ భక్తులే రక్షించినావు
గోపబాలునిగా అసురులే దృంచి నీ భక్తులే రక్షించినావు చరితామృతమును బోధన చేసి వేదసారం అందించినావు, వేదసారం అందించినావు. ఆనందబాలుడే ఆనందబాలుడై తన వారి గుర్తింప తరలి వచ్చే ఆనందబాలుడే ఆనందబాలుడై తన వారి గుర్తింప తరలి వచ్చే రామచంద్రుడే ఆ రామచంద్రుడై తన బంటులను కనుగొనగా వచ్చే ఆ రామచంద్రుడే ఆ రామచంద్రుడై తన బంటులను కనుగొనగా వచ్చే
వేదపురుషనీవ అవతరించగా సంశయించినారు, వేదపురుషనీవ అవతరించగా సంశయించినారు.
దర్శనముతో భ్రమలు తొలగి నీ దివ్య సన్నిధికి చేరారు, దర్శనముతో భ్రమలు తొలగి నీ దివ్య సన్నిధికి చేరారు.
వేదనిధికి ప్రశాంతి నిలయం మూల పీఠమై వెలిసింది,
వేదనిధికి ప్రశాంతి నిలయం మూల పీఠమై వెలిసింది. యజ్ఞ యాగముల వేద వైభవం వేగిరేకులై విరిసింది,
యజ్ఞ యాగముల వేద వైభవం వేగిరేకులై విరిసింది.
నీవు నాటిన బంగారు మొలక, నీవు నాటిన బంగారు మొలక
సుందర సుమదళ శోభతో మహావృక్షమై పెరిగింది,
నీవు నాటిన బంగారు మొలక
సుందర సుమదళ శోభతో మహావృక్షమై పెరిగింది.
వేద ఘోష నినదించింది, వేద ఘోష నినదించింది.
కులము మతము భాష మరచి జనవాహిని శృతి కలిపారు,
కులము మతము భాష మరచి జనవాహిని శృతి కలిపారు.
మగబ దమబ వేద స్వరూపమని జగతిని ఒకడే దైవమని
దైవం వేద స్వరూపమని జగతిని ఒకడే దైవమని
విశ్వజనీన వేదమణి అమృతవాణి వినిపించినావు అమృతవాణి వినిపించినావు